Verbal working memory load associates common indices of numerical distance effect, implications for the study of numerical cognition. Written by Aaron A. Maloney, University of Ottawa, Nathaniel Barr, Sheridan College, Evan F. Risco, University of Waterloo, and Jonathan A. Vogelsang, University of Waterloo. Published in the Journal of Numerical Cognition, Volume 5, Edition 3, pages 337 to 357, on December 20th, 2019. Abstract. In four experiments, we explore the role that verbal working memory plays in numerical comparison. Experiment 1 demonstrates that verbal working memory load differentially impacts the two most common variants of numerical comparison tasks, evidenced by distinct modulation of the size of the numerical distance effect, NDE. Specifically, when comparing one Arabic digit to a standard, the size of the NDE increases as a function of increased verbal working memory load. However, when comparing two simultaneously presented Arabic digits, the size of the NDE decreases as a function of an increased verbal working memory load. Experiment 2, using the same task structure but different stimuli, provides support for the notion that this pattern of results is unique to tasks employing numeric stimuli. Experiment 3 demonstrates that the patterns observed in Experiment 1 are not an artifact of the stimulus pairs used. Experiment 4 provides evidence that the differing pattern of results observed between Experiment 1 and Experiment 2 are due to differences in stimuli, rather than that to other differences between tasks. These results are discussed in terms of current theories of numerical comparison. Introduction. Working memory has been demonstrated to play a central role in various types of mathematical processing. However, the vast majority of research in this area has focused on working memory's role in the application of various mathematical operations, such as addition and subtraction. A complementary but less researched question regards the role that working memory plays in basic numerical processing. In the present investigation, we explore the role of verbal working memory in one of the most fundamental of numerical processes, the comparison of numerical magnitudes. Numerical comparison and the numerical distance effect. The ability to compare two numbers is a fundamental numerical ability that has been the subject of much empirical research. Indeed, Mikulski, 1992, argued that the ability to select the larger of two quantities is the criterion for the understanding of numbers. While a great deal of research exists highlighting both the parallels and differences between comparing symbolic quantities and non-symbolic quantities, the present paper focuses on the comparison of symbolic quantities. This ability to select the larger of two quantities appears to represent a fundamental building block of higher-level mathematics as it is related to one's overall math ability. The most often studied phenomenon in numerical comparison is the numerical distance effect, or NDE. When comparing two numerical quantities, participants are faster and more accurate at indicating which of two numbers is larger when the numerical distance separating the two numbers is relatively large, example 2 versus 9, compared to when it is small, example 8 versus 6. To date, numerical comparison has been predominantly assessed by two tasks. In a comparison to a standard task, participants are shown one number and are asked to indicate whether that number is higher or lower than a standard. In a simultaneous presentation task, participants see two numbers presented at the same time and are asked to indicate the larger or the smaller of the numbers. These two tasks elicit NDEs that are comparable in magnitude and as such have been used interchangeably in the literature. Since its discovery, the NDE has taken a prominent place in studies on numerical cognition, both at the behavioral level and at the neural level, as it is held to provide a critical clue as to how numbers are represented in the mind. One of the most prominent accounts of the NDE in numerical comparison posits that the NDE is due to the placement of numbers along an internal mental number line. This theory presumes an analog system in which numerical values correspond to spatial coordinates on a mental number line. The location of a number on the mental number line is not exact, but is represented as a distribution around the true location of that number on the line. Thus, the closer two numbers are on the number line, the more their representations will overlap. Numerical comparison in this model can be achieved by comparing the relative location of the activated representations on the mental number line. According to this theory, as the distance between two digits decreases, the difficulty of discriminating their location on the mental number line increases. This manifests as longer response times and lower accuracies for close digit pairs compared to far digit pairs. This explanation of the NDE is typically referred to as the representational overlap view. and in its various forms represent the dominant theory of the NDE. In contrast to the representational overlap view, Virgets, Fias, and Stevens have stressed the role of stimulus-response associations in generating the NDE. According to Virgets et al., 2005, model of exact small number representation, each digit is differentially associated with the responses smaller than and larger than. Within this model, as digit magnitude increases, the association between that digit and the larger than response increases, and the association with the smaller than response decreases. Likewise, as digit magnitude decreases, the association between that digit and the smaller than response increases, and the association with the larger than response decreases. When two numbers are presented, the model chooses, for example, the larger number, via a process of response competition, wherein, over time, the digit with the stronger association will be more likely to be selected. According to this model, the NDE results from a greater amount of response competition between two digits with similar strength of associations with the relevant response. For example, when presented with two numerically close numbers, both numbers activate the response larger than to a similar degree, making it harder for the system to discriminate between these two numerosities. The increased response competition manifests in longer response times, in parentheses RTs, and lower accuracies for close relative to far digit pairs. More recently, a third account of the NDE has been put forth. Von Dayak and Fias, 2011, suggest that during tasks that require the comparison of numbers, participants spontaneously make use of the inherent ordinal structure of the number system and systematically map the numbers onto an internal number line that is held in working memory. This account suggests that it is from the fact that the positions in this temporary store are systematically associated to space, the NDE effect naturally follows. The numerical distance effect in working memory. Neither the representational overlap account nor the response competition account make explicit predictions about the potential contribution of verbal working memory to the NDE. This is likely due in large part to the aforementioned preponderance of studies examining the role of working memory in higher-level math processing rather than lower-level numerical processing. That said, evidence that working memory is involved in other low-level numerical processes suggests that there is good reason to expect that working memory may play an important role in numerical comparison. For example, Lyons and Baylock, 2011, investigate the role that trait-level working memory capacity plays in inferring ordinality from both novel symbols and Arabic digits. Participants that were defined as high working memory capacity outperformed their low working memory capacity counterparts both in learning ordinal information with novel symbols and in extracting ordinality information from sequential sets of Arabic digits. Although this study did not employ a numerical comparison task, ordinality may be an important part of numerical comparison. Furthermore, standard versions of comparison tasks require the temporary storage and manipulation of information. The clearest example of this idea is in the comparison to a standard task. In this task, participants must maintain the standard, often digit 5, in working memory throughout the task. Lastly, evidence from research in math anxiety suggests that working memory could contribute to numerical comparison. Specifically, in the context of a numerical comparison task, Maloney and Sari and Fugelsang, 2011, demonstrated that math-anxious individuals who are thought to suffer from a reduced verbal working memory capacity when doing number-related tasks had larger NDEs than their non-math-anxious peers on both the comparison to a standard task and the simultaneous comparison task. Von Dayak and Fias, 2011, account of the NDE does make specific claims about the role that verbal working memory should play in the NDE. Specifically, given their theory that the mental number line is constructed in working memory in response to the need to compare numbers within a task, verbal working memory resources are thus required for the construction of the mental number line. Therefore, if one were to impose a verbal working memory load, then we should see NDE arise. Herrera, Masico, and Semenza, 2008, presented evidence inconsistent with the prediction that working memory is involved in numerical comparison. They had participants perform lower or higher than 5 judgments under varying working memory loads and demonstrated no effect of working memory load on the NDE. However, while the comparison to a standard task and a simultaneous presentation task both elicit NDEs of roughly the same magnitude, Using these two tasks interchangeably may not be a good practice. Research by Maloney et al. 2010 demonstrate that these two tasks vary in terms of their split-half reliability, and, more surprisingly, that a person's NDE on one of these tasks is not predictive of the size of their NDE that arises in the other task, suggesting that these two tasks may be tapping into different representations or processes. Thus, the fact that Herrera et al. 2008 found no effect of working memory on the comparison to a standard task does not mean that we should assume no effect of working memory on the simultaneous presentation task. Against this background, we set out to further investigate the role of verbal working memory in numerical comparison, using both the simultaneous comparison task and the comparison to a standard task. Experiment 1. The aim of Experiment 1 was to examine the relation between working memory and the NDE in two of the most popular tasks used to measure the NDE. The motivation to use both simultaneous comparison and comparison to a standard, rather than the more typical approach of using only one, is based on research demonstrating that the NDEs in these tasks may not be measuring the same underlying processes. Specifically, Maloney et al. 2010 demonstrated no correlation between the NDE across the simultaneous comparison and comparison to a standard tasks. Thus, in Experiment 1, participants completed both the comparison to a standard task and the simultaneous presentation task with Arabic digit stimuli under two-block working memory load conditions, zero load and high load. The working memory manipulation was verbal in nature and consisted of either six filler stimuli or six letters. We elected to use a verbal working memory load as it is thought to be an integral component in at least one other basic numerical process. We thus felt that the use of a verbal working memory load would increase the probability of detecting a working memory by NDE interaction if one does, in fact, exist. In the simultaneous presentation task, participants saw two simultaneously presented Arabic digits and identified the larger of the two. In the comparison to a standard task, participants were presented with one Arabic digit and identified whether the presented digit was larger than or smaller than the number 5. Method. Participants. 53 undergraduate students from a Canadian university participated and were granted experimental credit towards the course. 4 participants failed to complete both tasks, leaving 49 participants. Apparatus, stimuli, and procedure. The data were collected on a Pentium 4 PC computer running E-Prime 1.1. Stimuli were displayed on a 19-inch monitor. All stimuli were presented in 18-point Times New Roman font. Participants completed both tasks, and tasks were presented in a counterbalanced order. In the simultaneous comparison task, each trial began with a fixation point that remained on the screen for 500 milliseconds. In the zero working memory load condition, a display containing six hash marks was presented for 3 seconds. In the high working memory load condition, a display containing six letters was presented for 3 seconds. Letters were chosen from the set of F, H, J, K, L, N, P, Q, R, S, T, Y, as used in Unsworth, Reddick, Heights, Broadway, and Engel, 2009. Participants were told that they could ignore the hash marks but would need to remember the letters and report them at the end of the trial. After 3 seconds, a display containing two Arabic digits was presented. Numbers ranged from 1 to 4 and from 6 to 9. The numerical distance between the stimuli was 1 or 4. Participants were told to identify which of the two numbers was numerically larger by pressing the A key if the left number was larger and the L key if the right number was larger. Following their judgment, participants were prompted to type in the letters presented at the beginning of the trial. There were two blocks each with 160 trials. The two working memory blocks were counterbalanced across participants. In the comparison to a standard task, each trial began with a fixation point that remained on the screen for 500 milliseconds. Participants were given the same working memory loads as in the simultaneous comparison task. After a 3-second display of the to-be-remembered letters, a display containing one Arabic digit was presented. Numbers were 1, 4, 6, or 9. Thus, the numerical distance between the stimuli and 5 was 1 or 4. Participants were told to identify whether the number was lower than 5 or higher than 5 by pressing the A key if the number was lower and the L key if the number was higher. Following their judgment, participants were prompted to type in the letters presented at the beginning of the trial. There were two blocks, each with 160 trials. Stimuli composition was identical for both blocks, but appeared in a randomized order. Results. Two participants were removed because their accuracy was below 20% on the working memory task, meaning that they did not have enough trials to calculate a reliable score in those cells. This left us with 47 participants. RTs and errors were analyzed across participants with task, numerical distance, and working memory load as within subject factors. Trials in which participants responded incorrectly to the working memory load and trials in which there was an incorrect response in the number comparison task were removed prior to RT analysis. Remaining RTs were submitted to an outlier removal procedure using a 2.5 standard deviation cutoff in each cell, resulting in the removal of an additional 3.8% of the data. Table 1 depicts the RT and errors as a function of task, numerical distance, and working memory load. And Figure 1 displays the task, working memory by numerical distance interaction in terms of the NDE. A three-way ANOVA conducted on the response time, RT data, yielded no main effect of task. F value 1,46 equals 2.8, mean squared error equals 60,180.3, p equals 0.10, partial ETA squared equals 0.06. There was a main effect of working memory load. F value 1,46 equals 81.4, mean squared error equals 57,874.4, p is less than 0.001, partial ETA squared equals 0.64, such that responses were slower under a high working memory load, and a main effect of numerical distance, F value 1,46 equals 113.6, mean squared error equals 2,150.0, p is less than 0.001, partial ETA squared equals 0.71, such that responses were faster for distances of 4 than for distances of 1. The task times load interaction was marginal, F value 1,46 equals 4.03, mean squared error equals 26,442.7, p equals 0.05, partial ETA squared equals 0.08, whereby the effect of load was larger in the comparison to a standard task than the simultaneous comparison task. There was also a task times numerical distance interaction. F value 1,46 equals 9.9, mean squared error equals 3,289.4, p equals 0.003, partial ETA squared equals 0.18, such that the NDE was larger in the comparison to a standard task than the simultaneous comparison task. There were no other significant two-way interactions. Importantly, there was also a task times working memory load times numerical distance interaction. F value 1,46 equals 11.1, mean squared error equals 1,734.1, p equals 0.002, partial ETA squared equals 0.19. The three-way interaction was the product of two working memory load times distance interactions that took opposite forms as a function of task. Specifically, for the comparison to a standard task, the size of the NDE increased from the zero load, 59 milliseconds, to the high load, 80 milliseconds, whereas for the simultaneous comparison task, the size of the NDE decreased from the zero load, 50 milliseconds, to the high load, 14 milliseconds. A parallel analysis on the error data yielded a main effect of numerical distance. F value 1,46 equals 18.1, mean squared error equals 7.3, p is less than 0.001, partial ETA squared equals 0.28. whereby participants were more accurate in the distance for condition. The interaction between load and distance was significant. F value 1,46 equals 4.9, mean squared error equals 7.4, p equals 0.03, partial ETA squared equals 0.10. The pattern of means that make up these interactions qualitatively mirrored those in RT. There were no other significant main effects or interactions. Discussion. In experiment 1, we assessed the role of verbal working memory in numerical comparison by examining the conjoint effects of verbal working memory load and numerical distance in the context of two classic numerical comparison tasks, the comparison to a standard and simultaneous numerical comparison tasks. Critically, the influence of verbal working memory load was qualitatively different across these two variants. Specifically, in the simultaneous comparison task, we found an interaction between verbal working memory load and the NDE, whereby the size of the NDE was smaller under a high verbal working memory load than under no verbal working memory load. Conversely, in the comparison to a standard task, the NDE was larger under a high verbal working memory load than under no verbal working memory load. This dissociation provides further evidence that the two tasks used most often in the field of numerical cognition in studies of the NDE may be indexing different underlying processes. While Maloney et al. 2010 suggested that this may be the case, There has yet to be any strong experimental evidence to substantiate this claim before now. Furthermore, this task-driven dissociation is not currently predicted by any theory of numerical comparison. In a similar vein, another important result from Experiment 1 was the elimination of the NDE in the high-load condition of the simultaneous comparison task. The elimination of the NDE is particularly interesting in the context of claims that the NDE is impervious to elimination. Indeed, the lack of an NDE while individuals compare two numbers is difficult to reconcile with the notion that the NDE results from how numbers are represented. However, the elimination of the NDE under verbal working memory load is consistent with the account put forth by Von Dyck and Fias, 2011, who claim that the mental number line is constructed in working memory. The fact that a verbal working memory load dissociates the NDEs that arise in these two comparison tasks, however, is not predicted by any model of the NDE. The increase in the NDE as a function of increased verbal working memory load in the comparison to a standard task is inconsistent with the findings of Herrera et al., 2008, who reported that the NDE in the comparison to a standard task was unaffected by increased working memory loads. It is likely that the working memory manipulation in the Herrera et al. Experiment did not tax participants' working memory capacity to the same degree as that used here, and as such, they did not detect the interaction. One could argue that one way to account for the over-additive interaction between verbal working memory and the NDE is to do so by recourse to a scaling argument. While there are cases whereby the size and effect of interest does increase as overall RTs increase, this argument is rather weak for the current data, as evidenced by the under-additive interaction in the simultaneous presentation task. Experiment 1 has yielded a complex pattern of results relating working memory load to the NDE in two different numerical comparison tasks. Specifically, increasing verbal working memory load decreases the size of the NDE in the simultaneous presentation task, but increases the size of the NDE in the comparison to a standard task. The entire pattern of results is not predicted by any existing account of numerical comparison and demonstrates that the contribution of working memory to numerical comparison is not in any way straightforward. This complex pattern thus provides a unique opportunity for novel insights into numerical comparison in general and the NDE in particular. In Experiment 2, we begin the attempt to decompose this complex pattern of results. Experiment 2. Numerical comparison tasks consist of two independent components, the numerical aspect, i.e. the stimuli, and the comparison aspect. In Experiment 2, we set out to test the hypothesis that the dissociation between simultaneous presentation and comparison to a standard arises because of differences in the structure of the two comparison tasks, rather than to the numerical aspects of the task per se. Specifically, we wanted to know if the difference arises because of a differential contribution of verbal working memory to comparing a stimulus to a standard and comparing two simultaneously presented stimuli. Thus, we kept the task instructions the same but changed the to-be-compared stimuli. Specifically, rather than compare the Arabic digits, participants compared squares which varied in physical size. Comparing the size of shapes has been shown to elicit a distance effect, and some researchers have even argued that the distance effect observed when comparing numbers is due to the same mechanism as the distance effect observed when comparing the physical size of objects. Through the use of these stimuli, we are able to directly assess whether the numerical components of the task are at all responsible for the pattern of the results. If it is only the nature of the tasks themselves, and not the stimuli, then one would predict that a similar pattern of results would emerge to that observed in Experiment 1. Thus, in Experiment 2, participants performed both comparison tasks under zero and high verbal working memory loads using single squares that varied in physical size. In the comparison to a standard task, participants were first shown a standard square, which was smaller than half of the stimuli and larger than half of the stimuli. Participants identified whether each subsequently presented square was smaller than or larger than the standard. In the simultaneous square comparison task, participants saw two simultaneously presented squares and identified the larger of the two squares. The same verbal working memory load conditions that were used in Experiment 1 were used here. If the dissociation observed in Experiment 1 arises because of the nature of the comparison task, then we should observe a similar dissociation between the two comparison tasks as a function of verbal working memory load. Method. Participants. 60 undergraduate students from a Canadian university participated and were granted experimental credit towards a course. 7 participants were excluded because they failed to complete both tasks. 6 participants were removed because their accuracy was below 20% on the working memory task. Finally, 4 participants were removed for having too low accuracy on the comparison tasks. These participants each had accuracies below chance in one cell of either comparison task. This left us with 43 participants. Excluding these participants did not change the overall pattern of the results. Stimuli, apparatus, and procedure. The apparatus and program used were identical to that of Experiment 1, with minor exceptions. Rather than comparing Arabic digits, participants compared the physical size of squares. In one task, participants judged whether a presented square was larger than a predetermined standard, and in the other task judged which of 2 simultaneously presented squares were larger. In the comparison to a standard task, the standard square was presented for 1,000 milliseconds before each working memory load display to remind participants of its size. Participants completed both tasks, and tasks were presented in a counterbalanced order. The size of the squares used here was parametrically varied so as to create differences that paralleled the differences in the numeric tasks. There were 9 squares in total. The area of each ranged from 1 cm squared to 9 cm squared, with a square mapping onto each of the intervening integers within that range. This set of squares was then used to create stimulus sets with physical differences in an area of 1 and 4. Within the comparison to a standard task, a 5 cm squared square was used as the standard, and the presented stimuli were either 1, 4, 6, or 9 cm squared, and in the 2-item comparison task, the full set was used. In both tasks, there were 2 blocks, each with 160 trials. Trial composition was identical for both blocks. Results. RTs and errors were analyzed across participants, with physical distance, working memory load, and task variant as within subject factors. Trials on which participants responded incorrectly to the working memory load or made an incorrect response were removed prior to RT data analysis. Remaining RTs were submitted to a 2.5 standard deviation outlier removal procedure, resulting in the removal of an additional 3 and 2.9% of trials, respectively. Table 2 depicts mean RTs and error rates for each distance under each working memory load for each task variant. Figure 2 depicts the DE under each working memory load for each task variant. A 3-way ANOVA conducted on the RT data yielded a main effect of task F value 1,42 equals 15.8, mean squared error equals 123,980.2, p is less than 0.001, partial eta squared equals 0.27. A main effect of working memory load, F 1,42 equals 24.9, mean squared error equals 100,947.8, p is less than 0.001, partial eta squared equals 0.37, and a main effect of distance. F value 1,42 equals 164.8, mean squared error equals 53,970.1, p is less than 0.001, partial eta squared equals 0.78. There was a significant working memory load times distance interaction. F value 1,42 equals 4.2, mean squared error equals 37,581.7, p equals 0.047, partial eta squared equals 0.09, whereby as working memory load increased, the NDE decreased. There was also a significant task times distance interaction. F value 1,42 equals 8.3, mean squared error equals 36,535.2, p is less than 0.01, partial eta squared equals 0.16, such that the size of the NDE was larger in the comparison to a standard task than in the 2-item comparison task. Most critically, the 3-way interaction that was observed in Experiment 1 was not found here. F value 1,42 equals 1.0, mean squared error equals 32,100.5, p equals 0.32, partial eta squared equals 0.02. A parallel analysis on the error data yielded a main effect of task. F value 1,42 equals 24.1, mean squared error equals 221.1, p is greater than 0.01, partial eta squared equals 0.37. A main effect of working memory load, f value 1,42 equals 5.7, mean squared error equals 37.8, p equals 0.02, partial eta squared equals 0.12. A main effect of numerical distance, f value 1,42 equals 41.8, mean squared error equals 62.9, p is less than 0.01, partial eta squared equals 0.50. And a task times numerical distance interaction, f value 1,42 equals 50.0, mean squared error equals 57.6, p is less than 0.01, partial eta squared equals 0.49, such that the size of the NDE was larger in the comparison to a standard task than in the two-item comparison task. There was no task times working memory load times numerical distance interaction. F value 1,42 equals 2.2, mean squared error equals 47.8, p equals 0.14, partial eta squared equals 0.05. Discussion. In experiment 2, we assessed whether the dissociation that was observed in experiment 1 was driven by an inherent difference between the two comparison tasks by removing the numerical components of the tasks. The results of experiment 2 are inconsistent with this idea. When squares were used as stimuli, the size of the distance effect decreased as a function of increased working memory capacity in both versions of the comparison tasks. If the act of comparing one item to a standard or comparing two simultaneously presented items made differential demands on working memory, then we should have observed a similar pattern as that observed in experiment 1. Specifically, we should have observed an increase in the distance effect in the comparison to a standard task and a decrease in the distance effect in the two-item comparison task as a function of increased verbal working memory load. This was not the case. Thus, it appears that the dissociation observed in experiment 1 derives from an interaction between the particular comparison task and the 2B compared stimuli. Experiment 3. While experiment 2 indicated that the structure of the two tasks cannot account for the differential effect of verbal working memory load, experiment 3 served to test another hypothesis. Specifically, experiment 3 served to test whether differences in the 2B compared stimuli could account for the interaction that was seen in experiment 1. In the comparison to a standard task that was used in experiment 1, the digits 1, 4, 6, and 9 were compared to 5. Thus, pairs with numerical distance 1 and 4 were used. In the simultaneous comparison task from experiment 1, the number pairs were generated from the numbers 1 to 4 and 6 to 9, and only those among them and with distances 1 and 4 were included in the stimulus set. It follows that the specific pairs used were different in the two tasks. In experiment 3, we tested the hypothesis that the differential effect of verbal working memory load on the distance effects that arise in the comparison to a standard task and the simultaneous presentation task arises due to the difference in stimuli between the two tasks. To test this hypothesis, we conducted a version of the simultaneous comparison task in which we paired the numbers 1, 4, 6, and 9 with the number 5. That is, the number 5 was presented on every trial, making the number pairings identical to those used in the comparison to a standard task. Importantly, if the specific stimulus set that was used in the comparison to a standard task from experiment 1 was the reason for the over-additive interaction with verbal working memory load, then we should also expect to see an increased NDE in the simultaneous comparison task with these stimuli. However, if it was not the specific number pairings, but rather something about the nature of comparing two simultaneously presented Arabic digits, then we should expect a decrease in the NDE as a function of increased verbal working memory load despite these specific number pairings. Method. Participants. 45 undergraduate students from a Canadian university participated and were granted experimental credit towards the course. One participant was removed for failing to complete the task. Stimuli, apparatus, and procedure. The apparatus and program used were identical to the simultaneous comparison task that was used in experiment 1. However, unlike in experiment 1, here the number pairs were composed of the numbers 1, 4, 6, and 9 paired with the number 5. That is, the number 5 was present on every trial. On half of the trials, the number 5 appeared to the left of the fixation and on half it appeared to the right. Results. RTs and errors were analyzed across participants, with numerical distance and working memory load as within subject factors. Trials in which participants responded incorrectly to the working memory load or made an incorrect response were removed prior to RT data analysis. Remaining RTs were submitted to a 2.5 standard deviation outlier removal procedure, resulting in the removal of an additional 3% of trials. An additional two participants were removed for having NDEs that were greater than 2.5 standard deviations from the mean. Table 3 depicts mean RTs and error rates for each distance under each working memory load. Figure 3 depicts the NDE under each working memory load. A two-way ANOVA conducted on the RT data yielded a mean effect of working memory load. F value 1,41 equals 49.71. Mean squared error equals 47,835. P is less than 0.001. Partial ETA squared equals 0.548. Such that response times were quicker in the zero working memory load condition than in the high working memory load condition. There was also a mean effect of numerical distance. F value 1,41 equals 13.1, mean squared error equals 2,983, p is less than 0.001, partial ETA squared equals 0.242, such that response times were slower at a numerical distance of 1 than at a numerical distance of 4. Importantly, there was also a working memory load times numerical distance interaction. F value 1,41 equals 4.62, mean squared error equals 3,116, p equals 0.038, partial ETA squared equals 0.101. The form of this interaction was such that the effect of numerical distance was larger in the zero working memory load than in the high working memory load. In fact, a one-sample t-test conducted on the RT data in the high load condition yielded no effect of numerical distance, t-values less than 1, while there was a significant effect of numerical distance in the zero load condition. T value 41 degrees of freedom equals 6.1, p is less than 0.001. Parallel analyses on the error data yielded no main effects and no significant working memory load times numerical distance interaction. Discussion. Experiment 3 served to test the account that the dissociation that was observed in Experiment 1 resulted from the exact number of pairings that were used. Specifically, in Experiment 1, because there were a greater number of possible number pairs in simultaneous comparison task than in the comparison to a standard task, it is possible that the stimuli themselves could have caused the observed pattern. Thus, in Experiment 3, we ran the simultaneous comparison task using the same number of pairings that were used in the comparison to a standard task in Experiment 1. If it was the specific stimuli that were used that was causing the over-additivity in the comparison to a standard task, then we would expect to see over-additivity in Experiment 3. We did not. Rather, the pattern that was observed in the simultaneous comparison variant used in Experiment 3 replicated that observed for the same variant of the task in Experiment 1. As such, we can conclude that the differential effect of verbal working memory load on these two task variants is not dependent upon the specific number pairing used. Experiment 4. The results from Experiment 2 supported the idea that the structure of the two tasks cannot, in and of itself, account for the differential effect of verbal working memory load on the NDE produced under the simultaneous comparison and the comparison to a standard task. However, in the comparison to a standard condition in Experiment 2, the standard square, to which all other squares were to be compared, was presented at the beginning of each trial and thus was not required to be maintained in working memory. This was done because pilot testing indicated that participants were unable to hold the exact size of the square in working memory. In contrast, in the parallel task in Experiment 1, participants were told at the beginning of the task they were to compare each subsequently presented number to the number 5 and were not reminded of the standard 5 on each trial. To address this confound, in Experiment 4, participants again were told to decide whether the numbers presented were higher than or lower than the number 5. Importantly, the number 5 was presented at the beginning of every trial to exactly parallel what was done in Experiment 2. If the presentation of the standard stimuli on each trial is what caused the NDE to decrease under increased verbal working memory load in Experiment 2, then in Experiment 4, we should also expect the NDE to decrease under increased verbal working memory load. However, if this confound between Experiments 1 and 2 cannot explain the under-additivity in Experiment 2, then we should not expect under-additivity of the NDE here in Experiment 4. Method. Participants. 78 undergraduate students from a Canadian university participated and were granted experimental credit towards the course. One participant was removed as they answered fewer than 20% of the working memory trials correctly. Stimuli, apparatus, and procedure. The apparatus and program used were identical to the comparison to a standard task that was used in Experiment 1 with the exception that, unlike in experiment 1, here the number 5 was presented at the beginning of each trial for 1,000 milliseconds to parallel the design of experiment 2. Results. RTs and errors were analyzed across participants with numerical distance and working memory load as within subject factors. Trials in which participants responded incorrectly to the working memory load or made an incorrect response were removed prior to RT data analysis. Remaining RTs were submitted to a 2.5 standard deviation outlier removal procedure, resulting in the removal of an additional 2.9% of trials. Table 4 depicts mean RTs and error rates for each distance under each working memory load. Figure 4 depicts the NDE under each working memory load. A two-way ANOVA conducted on the RT data yielded a mean effect of working memory load. F value 1,76 equals 101.4, mean squared error equals 62,102.4, p is less than 0.001, partial eta squared equals 0.572, such that response times were quicker in the zero working memory load condition than in the high working memory load condition. There was also a main effect of numerical distance, f value 3,228 equals 16.1, mean squared error equals 4,668, p equals 0.001, partial eta squared equals 0.175, such that response times were increased as numerical distance decreased. Importantly, there was no working memory load times numerical distance interaction. F value 3,228 equals 0.79, mean squared error equals 3,427, p is greater than 0.05, partial eta squared equals 0.010. Parallel analyses on the error data yielded a mean effect of working memory load. F value 1,76 equals 7.24, mean squared error equals 15.4, p equals 0.009, partial eta squared equals 0.087, such that more errors were made in the zero load condition than under the high load condition. There were no other mean effects and no significant working memory load times numerical distance interaction. Discussion. Experiment 4 served to test whether the decrease in the DE under increased working memory load that was observed in Experiment 2 could be explained by the fact that, in Experiment 2, the standard was presented on each trial. Here, when the standard was presented on each trial, the NDE did not decrease under increased working memory load. Therefore, we can conclude that the difference in the patterns observed on the comparison to a standard task in Experiments 1 and 2 cannot be explained by the presentation of the standard stimulus at the beginning of each trial in Experiment 2, but not in Experiment 1. In Experiment 4, when the standard was presented on each trial, the NDE neither increased nor decreased under increased verbal working memory load. This pattern is further unpacked in the general discussion. General discussion. The present investigation of the involvement of verbal working memory load in numerical comparison has yielded a number of important insights. The results from 4 experiments converge strongly on the notion that verbal working memory is involved in symbolic numerical comparison, one of the most basic numerical abilities. In addition, the effect of verbal working memory load on numerical comparison is dependent upon the nature of the specific comparison task used. In simultaneous presentation, the NDE decreases in magnitude with increases in working memory load, and in comparison to a standard, the NDE increases with increases in working memory load. Critically, this dissociation only held when the comparison tasks involved numbers. When comparing physical size, the size of the distance effect decreased with increases in working memory load in both the comparison to a standard and the simultaneous comparison tasks. Clearly, this pattern is complex. However, we think it provides a unique opportunity for novel insights into numerical comparison in general and the NDE in particular. We explore some of these insights below. The elimination of the NDE in simultaneous presentation. The interaction between the NDE and working memory load provides important new challenges for theories of the distance effect, specifically, and numerical presentation in general. Here we have demonstrated in 2 experiments that in the simultaneous presentation task, an increased working memory load leads to the elimination of the NDE. There are at least 2 theoretically distinct ways that one could explain the elimination of the NDE under a high verbal working memory load. The first is a disruption account, which explains the elimination by recourse to the idea that the mechanism that gives rise to the NDE is in some fashion disrupted under a verbal working memory load, and thus there is no NDE produced. For example, if access to a noisy representation on a mental number line that is held in long-term memory produces the NDE, then the present result suggests that maintaining a verbal working memory load interferes with access to that representation. In other words, the verbal working memory load could be preventing either the mapping of the input to a representation or the access of said representation from unfolding in the normal manner. Accordingly, the account by Von Dayak and Fias, 2011, would suggest that the increased verbal working memory load prevents participants from actually constructing a mental number line in working memory, and, as such, no NDE arises under a high verbal working memory load. The second account of the elimination of the NDE under high verbal working memory load in the simultaneous comparison task is that the NDE is absorbed into slack created by the need to maintain the verbal working memory load. In this account, the mechanism that gives rise to the NDE can operate in parallel to the mechanism responsible for the maintenance of the verbal working memory load, and, in the delay caused by the latter, the interference can be resolved. Critically, this account requires that the mechanism that gives rise to the NDE is one that is capable of reducing with the passage of time. With respect to both the overlapping representation account and Burgut et al.'s 2005 account of numerical comparison, amendments would have to be made that would allow the amelioration of the NDE over short periods of time. In addition, positing that the elimination of the NDE is due to absorption is actually akin to positing that verbal working memory is not involved in numerical comparison in the context of a simultaneous presentation. One strategy for distinguishing between the disruption and absorption accounts of the elimination of the NDE in the simultaneous presentation condition is to use the time course of the NDE. According to an absorption account, the NDE should decrease in magnitude as overall RT increases. Thus, in the present data, we can look at the time course of the NDE and assess whether it decreases as RTs increase. Evidence for this pattern should be present in both the low and high working memory load conditions. Alternatively, according to the disruption account outlined above, the NDE should be absent throughout the response time disruption in the high working memory load condition. To look at this, we examine the simultaneous representation data from experiment 1 and split the RT data into quartiles. A repeated measure ANOVA was conducted on data from each working memory load condition. Results of this analysis indicate that in the zero working memory load condition, there was a mean effect of distance, F value 1,46 equals 11.8, mean squared error equals 36,220, p equals 0.001, partial eta squared equals 0.21, and a distance times quartile interaction, F value 3,138 equals 4.9, mean squared error equals 30,929, p is less than 0.05, partial eta squared equals 0.10, such that the effect of distance increased as RTs increased. Conversely, in the high working memory load condition, there was no main effect of distance. F value 1,46 equals 1.9, mean squared error equals 13,563, p is greater than 0.05, partial eta squared equals 0.04, and there was no distance times quartile interaction. F value 3,138 equals 1.8, mean squared error equals 7,083, p is greater than 0.05, partial eta squared equals 0.04. These data suggest that the NDE is not being absorbed into the cognitive slack created by the increased working memory load. Alternatively, according to the disruption account outlined above, the NDE should be absent throughout the response time distribution in the high working memory load condition. While clarifying the explanation of the elimination of the NDE in the simultaneous presentation condition, the aforementioned analysis leaves open the reason for the dissociation between the two different comparison tasks. One interesting issue that arises when considering the idea that a high verbal working memory load disrupts the processes that produce the NDE is that participants could still accurately compare the two numbers despite this disruption. Specifically, existing accounts of numerical comparison do not offer a mechanism by which numerical comparison can occur without producing an NDE. Thus, if one accepts a disruption account as the explanation for the working memory-induced reduction in the NDE, then a complete theory of numerical comparison would require the existence of a separate type of representation or mode of access that could support numerical comparison but not produce a distance effect. This is because participants in the present study are able to perform the numerical comparison task under high verbal load without demonstrating an NDE. One potential explanation could be based on the fact that in experiment 1, 3, and 4, we use single digits 1 to 9. Perhaps in addition to storing numerical information on a mental number line, we also have a mental store of basic number facts for numbers 1 through 9, such as 9 is larger than 5. Akin to performing basic addition through direct retrieval, accessing these facts would presumably be independent of working memory. In addition, these number facts need not have stored with them magnitude information per se, but rather semantic knowledge that 9 is larger than 5. Thus, when comparison is completed via recourse to these number facts, an NDE would not arise. NDEs in two classic tasks dissociated. Unlike the NDE in the simultaneous presentation task, the NDE in the comparison to a standard task increases with increased working memory load. The dissociation reported here is particularly surprising given that the literature assumes that these two tasks are tapping the same underlying mechanisms. This notion is nonetheless consistent with Maloney et al.'s 2010 observation that the NDEs that arise in the simultaneous presentation and the comparison to a standard task do not correlate with one another. Experiment 2 demonstrates that this pattern is not purely a result of the structure of tasks. Specifically, a version of the simultaneous presentation and comparison to a standard that used non-numerical stimuli did not show different patterns as a function of increases in working memory load. Experiment 3 suggests that the same pattern emerges when the numerical stimuli used is exactly the same across tasks. An alternative conceptualization of the dissociation between simultaneous presentation and comparison to a standard with numerical stimuli is that the tasks encourage different comparison strategies. For example, Todkill and Humphreys, 1994, outside of the numerical comparison context, suggested that participants could adopt either a long-term comparison or short-term comparison strategy in successive comparison tasks. The critical difference between these strategies concerns where the comparator is stored, long-term memory or short-term memory. In the simultaneous presentation condition, where both to-be-compared digits are presented on the screen at the same time, it seems safe to assume that the digits are compared in short-term memory. In a similar vein, the non-numerical simultaneous presentation task used in Experiment 2 would also seem to encourage a short-term comparison strategy. However, the instructions for the comparison to a standard task would seem to encourage a more long-term comparison strategy, wherein on each trial participants retrieve the comparison digit from long-term memory in order to carry out the comparison. Interestingly, this seems less true of the comparison to a standard with non-numerical stimuli used in Experiment 2. In that task, the standard was presented on each trial. Indeed, pilot testing suggested that it would be difficult to perform the non-numeric comparison to a standard task without providing such support. Thus, both simultaneous presentation tasks and the non-numeric comparison to a standard could all be viewed as encouraging a short-term comparison strategy, whereas the numeric comparison to a standard could be viewed as encouraging a long-term comparison strategy. Critically, this pattern maps qualitatively onto the pattern of the working memory by distance effect interactions across tasks. Namely, the three tasks that are putatively relying on a short-term comparison strategy all show working memory by distance effect interactions, where the distance effect decreases with increasing working memory load, whereas the one task that putatively relies on a long-term comparison strategy shows a working memory by NDE interaction, where the distance effect increases with increasing working memory load. In Experiment 4, participants completed a comparison to a standard task. However, the standard was presented at the beginning of each trial. In this novel version of the task, the NDE did not change as a function of the increase in verbal working memory load. While this pattern may, at first, seem counterintuitive, it is in fact consistent with the aforementioned theory. Specifically, by presenting the standard at the beginning of every trial, participants are able to either perform the comparison in short-term memory or to adopt a more long-term comparison strategy, wherein on each trial they retrieve the comparison digit from long-term memory and carry out the comparison. If participants are sometimes making the comparison in short-term memory and sometimes making the comparison on long-term memory, then these two effects would cancel each other out, resulting in an additive interaction. Indeed, this is what we see in Experiment 4. The present result suggests not only that participants may be using different comparison strategies across tasks, but that those strategies are also differentially reliant on working memory. We have already discussed the potential mechanisms mediating the working memory by distance effect interactions in the simultaneous presentation tasks. With respect to the long-term comparison strategy, the distance effect may be arising, in part, during the retrieval of the standard from long-term memory. For example, on presentation of the probe digit, it would be harder to recall 5 when the probe is near, example 6, than far, example 9, from that standard. The interaction with working memory can be understood from the standpoint of Unsworth and Engel's 2007 dual component theory of working memory. In this theory, working memory is involved in both active maintenance and controlled search from long-term memory. Thus, the increased working memory load could impact the efficiency with which the standard is retrieved from long-term memory, and because this is the same stage at which the NDE might arise, the resultant is an over-additive interaction between working memory load and the NDE. While speculative, this account does capture the complex pattern relating working memory load to the NDE across two classic tasks, and, in so doing, provides a starting point for future investigations of this interaction. Conclusion. We have assessed the role of verbal working memory in numerical comparison by examining the effects of verbal working memory load on the NDE in two classic numerical cognition tasks. We demonstrated that verbal working memory does interact with the NDE and that the nature of the interaction is dependent upon the comparison task used. When comparing two simultaneously presented Arabic digits, the size of the NDE decreases as a function of an increased verbal working memory load. On the other hand, when comparing one Arabic digit to a standard, the size of the NDE increases as a function of increased working memory load. We further demonstrated that this dissociation is not due to the task structure alone, given that when both tasks are performed with squares as a stimuli, the distance effect decreases in both tasks. Importantly, we present a novel account of how this dissociation of the NDE can be explained if participants adopt a long-term comparison strategy on the comparison to a standard task and a short-term comparison strategy on the simultaneous comparison task. This complex pattern has straightforward implications. One, working memory is intimately tied up with numerical comparison. Two, the NDE and simultaneous presentation and comparison to a standard are not equivalent. And three, the NDE can be eliminated. These insights promise to generate further research.